WBEZ's new Prison Cast podcast takes your ears inside a world that's designed to be invisible. Hear stories and voices from inside Illinois prisons and jails on Prison Cast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Arlington Heights neighbors want to be involved in ongoing conversations about a Chicago Bears stadium. The mayors of Palatine, Rolling Meadows, and Schaumburg have asked state leaders for a seat at the table in discussions about infrastructure upgrades that would be needed for a stadium. The Daily Herald reports mayors are requesting a transportation and traffic study. The neighboring leaders say they are concerned most infrastructure improvements will be focused only on a mile area around that stadium. More than 300 runners participated over the weekend in the inaugural 103rd Street Corridor Peace Walk and Run. The run gave some people in Chicago an opportunity to reimagine what the corridor could become following extending the Red Line. Many runners noted abandoned buildings and vacant lots along the route. Event co-organizer Miranda Standberry hopes people will one day want to come to 103rd Street to hang out, shop, and run again.
Along this corridor are 6 schools, multiple businesses, but you can see visible disinvestment between 2 affluent neighborhoods, Beverly to the west and Pullman to the east.
Following the 3-mile run, participants reflected on the experience. They shared ideas for how vacant lots along the corridor could be transformed. You can experience the magic of storytelling tomorrow at the debut of Cooler by the Lake. This is a show meant to drive empathy, create connection, and showcase diversity in Chicago. Event co-convener Jill Howe said storytellers will represent a small part of what Chicago and larger society look like and experience.
The deeply personal nature of these stories is getting at more of an exploration that we want to have into different aspects of what our society is right now.
The event is Tuesday night at Space in Evanston. And Chicago Stars forward Mallory Swanson is back on the active roster. Swanson last played with the team in 2024. She contributed the highest number of goals of any Stars player that year and also won Olympic gold with the U.S. Women's National Team. Swanson has been on maternity leave following the birth of her first child in November. Her husband is Chicago Cubs shortstop Dansby Swanson. He says Mal continues to shine.
Just an unbelievable wife, mother, and obviously player. I think that one, they all kind of speak for themselves, but just to see the work that she constantly puts in to get back on the field is very admirable, and just glad to be able to be along for the journey.
The Stars travel to San Jose to play Bay FC on Sunday. You're listening to The Rundown. More students in Chicago and across Illinois are getting official recognition for being able to speak, read, and write in English and another language. The seal of biliteracy can get students college credit and a leg up at jobs. My colleague Sarah Karp heads to one school where students and staff are embracing this opportunity, and a note that Sun-Times reporter Emmanuel Camarillo contributed to this story.
Angeline Miranda remembers feeling like an outsider when she started school in Chicago in 6th grade. The petite girl had just arrived from Guatemala. She says she was given different work than other students, and it was basic and boring.
Creo que sí, la mayormente fue porque no sabía inglés y porque pues cuando era más chiquita era un poquito tímida, entonces no me gustaba socializar o hablar.
She didn't know much English. She was shy and didn't like to socialize or talk. But when she came to Roosevelt High School as a freshman, that all changed. She found a place where speaking Spanish was seen as an asset, and that pushed her to really learn English. And while she's still more comfortable speaking in Spanish, at Roosevelt she was given the same assignments as everyone else, forcing her to stretch.
Y también que ellos no me trataran como alguien que no sabe inglés.
Here, Angelie says, they didn't treat me as someone who didn't know English.
¿Sabe cómo? O sea, que me incluían, como, vamos a hacer un párrafo, pues, para todos, no algo separado para mí que no sé mucho inglés.
If everyone was writing a paragraph, she says, I also had to write a paragraph. Roosevelt, like many high schools in Chicago, encourages students like Angelie to get the seal of biliteracy. It's awarded to students if they can show they're proficient in English and another language. To prove it, they can take proficiency tests in both languages, or do well on the ACT or in language-focused AP classes, like this one at Roosevelt that Angeli took as a freshman, where all instruction is in Spanish.
Okay, chicos, están listos, me entregan esta...
The SEALs are part of a movement in which schools embrace the idea of mastering two languages. Natalie Cuevas says schools didn't always do this. She's the dual language coordinator at Roosevelt. Back when she grew up with her Puerto Rican grandmother in Chicago, speaking Spanish was frowned upon.
I remember even getting in trouble once upon a time when I was in school for speaking Spanish in class. Like, I've gotten detentions and stuff before.
As she got older, she lost some of the language.
I even became kind of ashamed to speak it. I would get made fun of because, you know, I have a really thick Puerto Rican accent, apparently, and there's just so many stereotypes.
Then, when she saw this happening to her students, she decided she wanted to become a bilingual teacher. Roosevelt was the perfect place for her to land. It's in Albany Park, a neighborhood teeming with people from all over the world.
We have students that speak Urdu, that speak Pashto, that speak Afrikaans, that speak Ukrainian, that speak Tagalog, Cebuano, like the list goes on.
It's one of only three high schools in the city with a dual language program, where students can take subjects like history and science in both English and Spanish. At Roosevelt, the dual language program and the Seal of Biliteracy proudly stand in sharp contrast to President Donald Trump's push to require schools to be English only, an initiative that's not backed by research. Like many schools in Chicago, Roosevelt is a safe haven for immigrants. Its walls are filled with flags and pictures of people, all different hues and backgrounds.
I think that that's just such a beautiful thing that we have that here so that all the kids can benefit, you know, from that kind of service and type of education that acknowledges who they are as well as their abilities, not just in one language, but in both.
More Roosevelt students are getting the SEAL as part of a statewide trend. Illinois started offering the SEAL in 2013, and last year more than 11,000 SEALs were awarded in Illinois, a third to CPS students. Most Illinois students who get it are current or former English language learners. About 80% of them are Spanish speakers, followed by Polish, French, and Mandarin. Angeli says she's pleased that she's kept her Spanish strong, but also that she was able to show that she's adept at English.
I look back at the 12 years old girl who didn't know English, and I see now how much I have grown in improving the language. I also feel proud of myself for the effort I put into it.
Angeli says the SEAL will benefit her as she becomes a nurse, but it also helps her in her day-to-day life. Right now, she translates for her mom, but she's hoping her accomplishment can inspire her mother to learn English. If she can do it, so can her mom. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.
Weather, cloudy, breezy, warm today, high in the upper 70s. A chance of rain tonight with a low in the upper 60s. And then Tuesday, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, high near 80. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.